Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be back in the saddle, working and checking out all the new tech. And I must tell you, the year has started off pretty excitingly, I must say.
Right.
Always this time of the year, CES
yes.
in America kicks off with the latest, the greatest, a ton of vaporware, stuff that looks amazing but will never hit the market. But some big announcements already. I mean, the show actually only begins today. So the official opening is today, but yesterday was press day, the day when every manufacturer was highlighting all their new products for 2019.
Right.
And probably the coolest thing that was announced yesterday was a brand new LG 65-inch OLED. But here's the thing. It rolls up and hides away. How's that for
something
interesting?
Oh, my word. It like rolls up completely.
Completely. You push a button, and it rolls up into a base and goes away. So this huge TV, which, look, most of us have got used to it. The decor of a modern lounge today, modern wherever you go,
right.
has got a big TV. And TVs are getting bigger. They also announced 88-inch, 90-inch, 98-inch TVs. So TVs are getting bigger and bigger. But what they've done is they've taken their OLED technology and managed to get it. They say there's no compromise. It's absolutely the same quality as any other OLED TV that they make. But when you're tired and you just want to stop watching, you push a button and the TV rolls smoothly down into a base, which also incorporates a subwoofer and a sound system. So looks pretty slick. And it's just absolutely smart. The only drawback right now is that it's going to cost $8,000 initially.
Whoa.
But for the well-heeled, I mean, just to get your lounge looking super slick and impress the neighbors, come sit and watch TV. And you hit a button and zoops up and shoots.
So what's more impressive is not watching TV. It's when it rolls away, actually, not when you're watching it. But that's incredible. I mean, look, there's no doubt that once someone like LG starts with this type of technology, others are going to have to follow. And that's when the prices will start coming down.
Well, no question. However, OLED TV has one huge advantage. All other TV technology is based on having a structure behind the screen that creates light. The difference between OLED and any other TV technology currently is that every single dot on the screen emits light. So you can put an OLED TV onto a plastic base, which is flexible. Whereas other TVs, because you need all the sort of light technology to create the light cannot be flexible. So I think LG have stolen the sort of march in terms of technology with this particular type of technology. It's totally proprietary to them. Other manufacturers who make OLED TVs have to buy the panels from LG directly. So every other OLED TV you see on the market is purchased from LG for the moment. So they've really
And they will maintain the price that way, actually.
Well, yes. And in fact, OLED TVs, although they've dropped dramatically over the last couple of years, definitely are on the pricier side of the market. But I must admit that the performance of OLED, once you've watched an OLED TV with absolutely impossible blacks, because that's the benefit, you have no light coming through the screen. It's all popping out of the screen. The blacks are incredible. The contrast's amazing. And the next technology that was announced by all TV manufacturers at CES is 8K. So we haven't even got used to 4K yet, but they're all announcing massive 8K TVs, which is four times the resolution of 4K. So they're getting bigger, they're getting super sharper, and now they're getting super flexible. So what a world we live in where TVs can now be massive and hide away. The next thing that we're going to see, like in science fiction, are walls of TVs. In other words, TVs that are so big that your entire wall is a screen.
Yeah, so almost like a wallpaper or something like that. Although I have seen these TVs built, and I've seen them quite a few places in Israel, built into your cupboard door, almost like a mirror of your cupboard door, and then it actually even slides with the door. It's quite incredible.
Look, because of the form factors, because of the increase in technology, there are a lot of ways that you can deploy a TV and hide its sort of basic nature. And I think people are getting better and better at that. But the base technology of OLED lends itself to the ability to increase the size. And I mean, the average OLED panel, never mind the structure that holds the panel together, is round about 1 or 2 millimeters thick. So you can get a TV set that's essentially a millimeter thick, the whole TV. Everything to do with it is in a separate box, the electronics, but the screen itself is a very sheer, thin piece of almost paper that you can stick on the wall. LG released that last year. The paper-thin sort of wallpaper TV was launched last year. And now they've gone the logical step, one step further. It might not be something that everyone will want or use or pay for, but the fact that you can now roll a TV up, hide it away, is brilliant for boardrooms, for lots of applications where you don't want to have a screen in your way, except when you want to have a screen in your way. So I think the advancements are moving really quickly. The progress in digital technology, 4K to 8K, is progressing really quickly. So we're going to see unbelievable quality. The benefit of high resolution is that you can watch super sharp, massive TVs. And that's where we come back to the wall of TV. Imagine taking a fuzzy TV, expanding it up to the size of a wall. The picture quality will be awful. But now we're getting close to the technology where you can get a 150-inch TV or more with 8K resolution, and it'll be sharper than the current 50-inch TV. So there's been some huge strides in that space. And with the current trend, oh, and this was another huge announcement. Our dear friends Apple have announced that they're going to make all Apple's video content and AirPlay available on a whole host of different TVs, from Samsung to LG to Sony. So you won't need an Apple TV anymore to get all your content on your TV. You'll simply connect it up as per normal, as you would any other connection. And it's a huge thing because Apple has never allowed their stuff out of their ecosystem. But now you're going to get Apple TV on a Samsung TV. How's that for a...
Is that recognition of the power of Samsung and the fact that Apple's now just afraid to lose a market, because it is a significant shift?
No, I think yes. Sorry to get a little confused here. I think what it does indicate is that the convergence of technologies has marched way beyond any single ecosystem. So, for example, you need smartphones are ubiquitous. They have enormous capabilities. Televisions are a scale business. Nobody does it better than Samsung, LG, Sony, these guys. For Apple to try to compete in that space probably doesn't make any sense. So they need to integrate their home technologies. All the smart home technologies that Apple have will now work through these TVs as well. So all these products need to talk to each other, and all these various technologies need to integrate with each other to bring the sort of converged home, the way that technologies are working in terms of smart homes and smart machines, all need to be able to talk to each other. So at the same time, all these television manufacturers have mentioned that Alexa, which is the voice assistants from Amazon, Google, and all the other voice assistants are now going to be available at the same time and on the same devices as the Apple product. So overall, the use of technologies in the home, in the business, everywhere are becoming more and more integrated. And it was a logical step, but considering the history of where Apple has always come from, it's quite a big move. And we'll talk a lot about that on Thursday, because there were some interesting announcements from Apple where their cell phone sales have slowed down. Apparently, Samsung are going to announce a similar thing in the next couple of days. LG for a while have had poor performance in the smartphone space. So it's very interesting how the world is changing considerably. The smartphone used to be the hottest tech in the room. It's become common. Everyone's got a cell phone, pretty much. I think there are 5 billion cell phones in a world with 7 billion people. So we're seeing a massive change in technology. Very little stuff stands alone. Very little stuff can work in isolation. And it's very interesting that the walled garden of Apple has now opened up a couple of doors to a whole host of new technologies. And I think it's a good thing, and it's certainly going to change the way that we think about tech in many, many, many ways.
Absolutely right. And Stephen Ambrose, that's where we love and leave you. It is 8:31. We can catch you on Thursday.
Absolutely. 11 to 12, big roundup of all the announcements from CES, all the hottest, latest gadgets. Some of them are definitely, I mean, there's quantum computers from IBM. You name it, it's available. So tune in 11 to 12 on Thursday and catch up on all the greatest and latest news on in tech.
Thanks, Stephen. Time is 8:31.